Joining me on the phone is the commissioner of the Alberta Junior Hockey League, Ryan Bartoszek. Ryan, your annual general meeting just concluding last weekend. The league has approved a couple of changes and a couple of things are still a little ways away. One of the things that you guys decided against was a draft. Just where does that process stand?
Ultimately, right now, Galen, it's off the table, and it was something that we felt was worth a look, and it was also something we felt shouldn't be rushed into. So essentially, that notion of a draft was tabled at our semi-annual meeting in November, and then we decided to look at it a little closer. And after further discussion with our Board of Governors, we felt that we'll table that for now and move forward with the status quo.
What percentage of the stakeholders and teams would you say are against a draft right now?
It was a good discussion, Galen. The details of our proposal really weren't finalized. There was still a lot of work to be put into it. So the sense was around the table that we table it ultimately, and we really didn't get to the point where we had an exact structure of what it would look like. It truly was only a template that we wanted to move forward with, and realistically, in any form, it wouldn't have really gone forward until the 16-17 season anyways.
What would be the benefits to having a draft?
Well, there's a lot of discussion about recruitment and player development and the choice of our athletes to ultimately choose the program they would like to go to. So we went around the room, and like I said, there was good discussion, and ultimately it's important that we have these discussions, but it's also important not just to change for the sake of change.
Rule changes that did go ahead. You have decided to implement a full intermission before playoff overtime. Why did the AJHL feel that was necessary?
You know, there's so much on the line at that time of year, Galen, and we just thought we'd like to make the change and give our athletes the best opportunity to go into overtime, whether it's game one of the playoffs or game seven, and just essentially start fresh. And an opportunity, like I said, for the guys to refocus and get going back with a full 20-minute period.
How did the league come up with the no-line change instead of a penalty for sending the puck out of play from the defensive zone?
Really, we looked at it and we felt that the no-line change on the icing as well as the puck out of play rule kind of go hand in hand. And, you know, there's times of the year where, you know, that puck may go out and it may not necessarily be intentional. And, you know, at this level and the variety of our facilities and ultimately, you know, sometimes only having three guys on the ice as far as officials, we really didn't want to provide a penalty for that and decided just to go with the no line change. So, like I said, we felt that they kind of went hand in hand, and I think it'll be an opportunity to potentially create some scoring chances and strategically change the way our guys coach.
The AJHL does have a couple of unique things that maybe one day the NHL will look at. The 3-on-3 overtime is, you know, certainly one thing that the AJHL takes a lot of pride in and is a showcase event for its players. The puck going out of play from the defensive zone and only having it being a penalty as far as not allowing the line change instead of being the full 2-minute penalty. Do you think that's something that, you know, the NHL needs to re-examine as well, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, we kind of like to do our own thing here in our league and look at what's best for us. And like I said, we really didn't want to penalize the players in that scenario and ultimately just decided to go with the no line change.
Yeah, fair enough. When you look at enforcing both those and when that happens on a icing and not being able to change those players, you know, just how much of a challenge will that be for your AJHL officials?
You know, it'll be a bit of an adjustment to start off, and we actually played under these rules at the Western Canada Cup, and you know, it'll take a game or two for our guys to become familiar with it, but you know, I'm confident in our guys that that adjustment period won't be too long.
Spruce Grove again for the showcase weekend next year?
Yeah, back in Spruce next year, and just obviously a great event for our league and our athletes, and looking forward to being back.
Other things that stand out from the AGM as far as upcoming events that the league is excited about, Ryan?
Well, you know, a big step next year for us hosting the Western Canada Cup in Fort McMurray, and, you know, that's a long ways away, and it'll be definitely interesting having two AJHL clubs there. And you know, hopefully at the end of this week or early next, we'll hear a decision on the 2016 RBC Cup, and the Lloydminster Bobcats have put in a great bid there. And, you know, if they do get it, it'll be a great exposure for our league and great exposure for that community.
the other leagues, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, where do things stand with getting all of the teams, you know, to a similar structure as far as having to compete at that Western Canada Cup and having, you know, similar 20-year-olds available to each team?
Yeah, ultimately, Galen, it's really up to each individual league and how they define success and where they want to be and their identity. And, you know, for us, we take a lot of pride in our commitments and seven guys on the NHL Central Scouting List this year. So, you know, I think you could talk to the Spruce Grove Saints this year, and the discussion was those extra 320s didn't really make a difference. So, you know, I'm confident in our ability to compete at that level and ice a quality team, and very proud of our athletes and, you know, our commitments and the guys moving on here.
Last one for you, Ryan. You did have some great news coming out of the CJHL awards this season. Chris Gary from the Olds Grizzlies, the CJHL co-winner of the Rookie of the Year. What are those CJHL awards and seeing AJHL representatives, you know, get that recognition to mean to the league?
Yeah, great exposure for our guys, obviously, and you know, each coming out of a different community. And you know, I like to tell the story of a guy like Trey Phillips, a 20-year-old, and obviously Chris in the Olds as a young guy coming in and I guess taking a chance on our league and really turned out pretty well for him. So always proud of those guys and glad to get national recognition.
Excellent. Ryan, well, thanks very much for updating us on the AGM, and look forward to seeing how the Alberta Junior Hockey League does in the upcoming NHL draft.
Great. Thanks a lot.